Welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. I'm Steven Rothberg, the founder of College Recruiter job search site. At College Recruiter, we believe that every student and recent grad deserves a great career.
And I'm Peter Zollman, founding principal of the AIM Group, the leading global business intelligence service for marketplaces and classified advertising companies. We consult with recruitment marketplaces companies and publish AIM Group Recruitment Intelligence and a free weekly digest. We also host the annual Global RecBuzz Conference.
This is the podcast for you to learn more about how to create, manage, and work with general, niche, and aggregator job boards and recruitment marketplaces. Well, we have a really special episode of the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast today. And I think by the end of it, you'll understand what I mean. Two big things. One is that my awesome and fantastic and illustrious co-host, Peter Zollman of AIM Group, is unable to join us today. I think he's probably soaking up some sun down in Florida. I'm here in Minnesota. There might be sun, but it's not exactly the kind of weather that we want to be outside in. It feels like it's about minus 187 out, but that's my problem, not yours. More importantly is the guest that we have today. I had the pleasure of hearing him deliver a presentation at the at AIM Group's RecBuzz Amsterdam conference in September, and it was so fantastic. I knew that we needed to have him on the show. Before I introduce him and before we get into the interview, though, I think that a 10-second clip of the sound that millions of his fellow Ukrainians have had to listen to day after day since February 24th will really bring home the importance of what we're about to discuss. I want to ask for my apologies in advance for what will be an unpleasant sound. You're going to hear the sound of air raid sirens. It's a sound that none of us should ever have to hear, and it's a sound that millions of Ukrainians have been hearing day in, day out, since Russia invaded Ukraine back on February 24th. All right. Well, thank you. And I my apologies if that was disturbing to any, but it is a sound that Ukrainians are having to deal with, and that hopefully they won't be very, very soon when they win this war. Today's guest is Roman Prokofiev, the co-founder of Jubal. Jubal is an international job search website used daily by millions of people in 69 countries, not used by millions of people, but daily by millions of people. For those who aren't familiar, it is almost always ranked in the top 5 or 6 job search sites globally for traffic. Roman, welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Hi, Steven. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. So before we get into the meat of the discussion, maybe you can give listeners who don't know you, who don't know Jubal, like a brief background, like who are you, what is Jubal, and how is it different than other job boards?
Sure, Steven. Thank you. You know, my name is Roman, and I'm absolutely classic IT guy. Physical mathematical high school, a winner in programming competition, studied in Kyiv Polytechnical University. It is the best tech university in Ukraine, like MIT in the United States. I was a well-skilled programmer when I went to university. So after 6 months of studying, I realized that it's too easy for me. So I found my first jobs as a software engineer. And after 1 year of working, I decided to run my own business. I was 19 years old, but I was an ambition and was stupid enough not to be afraid to run my own business with $2,000 in my pockets. And first that I made, I took Windows Paint, drew some pictures of my future software, and went to the biggest pharmaceutical factory in Ukraine called Darnitsa. At that time, I weighed 100 kilograms. I bought a good suit. So it was quite hard to understand that I'm only 18 years old. I said to general manager, look, it is your future software. It's like this panes in Windows panes, yeah, for managing your marketing team. If you agreed, I need 6 months, and please give me 50% of prepayment, and you will get the best software ever. Now, it is impossible to believe, but he agreed. And that is how I started my first company, TeamSoft, B2B business that sells expensive software solution for managing marketing team in farm companies. I ran this business for 5 years and eventually sold it to the strategic buyer. This makes some background. Yeah. In parallel with my running of my first business, my friend Eugene came to me and said, "Roman, let's build services that aggregate news. I have never read the news really, and I offered to him create a CV." Search aggregator, because I spent tons of times for search stuff. He liked this idea, and we started Jubal. In first days, it was CV and job search aggregator. We had no ambition to build a great company in 69 countries. We just wanted to create valuable service for our users, and that is what we did. Jubal is a Google, but like for job search aggregators that scrape jobs in one website.
So did you take the name? You kind of, it's a play on the word Google, right? It's Google, but for jobs. And so Jubal,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you could have gone with Jugal, but it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Steven, you are totally right. First, our name was Jugal. We bought a domain, Jugal, and we draw all our design like for Jugal. For 2 days before start, we show our website to our friends and said, "Guys, what do you think about the name Jugal?" And one my friend said, "Why Jugal? It's a job. So you search." Series for job. Let it be Jubal, not Jugal. And we said, "Wow, it's a great idea, Jubal." And we redesigned our website. We bought new domain, and we start Jubal, not a Jugal.
and you just gave like 65% of the stock to that friend. I trust, right? Or at least you bought him a beer. One of the other.
more. We said big cent.
Well, yeah, Jugal to me would be, it would kind of, I would picture a clown at a circus tossing balls in the air. It kind of remind me of Jugal more than mm-hmm. Google. So, well, you have a good friend he saved you.
yeah. And you know, first our logo wasn't like a rabbit like today. It was like a Google. It's in color like a Google color. Yeah. Only after 2 months, general manager from Google in Ukraine called to us and said, "Guys, let's go to the beer. Not just to the beer." And we came to the bar and said, "Guys, you Google, no, you don't want to suit with that. It's quite dangerous. Please remove color of logo. It's no problem with the name, but the color it's quite a little bit, yeah."
Yeah, the line of business is not that confusing. The name is it rhymes, but it's not that confusing. But when you also start to use our colors, people are gonna think that Jubal is part of Google. So
yeah, well, that was an idea.
Yeah, that was gracious of that person to basically say, you know what, I think we could have a problem here. Let's prevent the problem rather than calling their lawyers on you. So that's a good approach. So speaking about some of the issues in the past. Let's flash forward to February 24th. It was the day that Russia invaded Ukraine, according to what a lot of us think of now. But you know, the war has actually been going on for years. This is just a different phase of it. But on February 24th, when Russia started the current invasion, one of the things that I think that listeners will be interested to know is how your leadership team at Jubal sprang into action, safeguarded employees, safeguarded the business. So maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what did Jubal's business look like immediately before and then immediately after the most recent invasion?
Yeah, sure. Before 21st of February, we were served 71 markets. We were super fragmented, so the biggest market was only like 8% in revenue. 60% of our market was Europe. 25% of our market was in North America. We had more than 500 employees, and 95% of person 95% were located in Ukraine. We run our business online from the first day, much earlier than other companies did after COVID. We have never met our clients in person. Some of them paid really millions of dollars to us, and we even never speak to them. Only online communication. So, yeah, it was convenient to have all people in one place, in one country. One part of our culture is transparency. So we had a huge open space office, so 3,000 square meters of fully open space, 8 meters ceiling high. In the past, this area was a tile factory. We had real parking site in our office with the beautiful trees, benches. We had basketball hall in office, gym, showers, etc. I and my team, we love this office very much. But after COVID, from January 21, we decided to be a fully remote, not a fully, but a remote first company. We still had this office, but 80% of our employees work from home. And years ago, yeah. And today I realized that the decision to be a remote first company save our business. Because we fully decentralized, and we can run the business even in the first week of the invasion when the panic was at its peak. If you speak about first day of the war, yeah, we use Slack in our communications, so I can for sure reconstruct the first day of the war, and we discuss with our team what we did right and what we did wrong on the first day to teach from this learning. First day, yeah, 5 a.m., Russia invades Ukraine, hundreds of blasts in all cities. The invasion begins. Unimaginable things become a reality. In less than 3 hours, we sent message to all our employees, forget about your job, save your lives. Your life is the only thing that matter right now. At 9 o'clock, the first day, at 9 o'clock, we create the rescue team to help our employees get to the safe spots. Simultaneously, our rescue team tries to find the safe place for themselves, because at the same time when they try to help other employees find safe place, they sit in a basement near Kyiv. 4 hours after invasion, it was 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, we decided to shut down 2 markets, Russia and Belarus. Russia was top 2 market in terms of revenue and top 1 market in terms of profitability. It was a hard decision because the invasion started in our country 4 hours ago. We are in complete uncertainty about our future. For sure, we understand that we need money to support our employees, to support our country, but we realize that there is no room for negotiations. We can bring value and make a business in a country that kills people. At 2 o'clock, we pay upfront salary for all our employees. Our chief financial officer managed this process from the broken car on the road from Kyiv. He and his family couldn't escape from the city due to a car breakdown at that day, but he did his jobs. Next, we set up a video call for all employees. We have no answers about our future, but we want to be together in this challenging time. In the evening, we start different projects to tell the world truth about the war. We are in top 1,000 most visited sites worldwide. And we feel that we must use our weight to draw attention to Ukraine, because it is very important that people in people, not government even, but people support Ukraine, because these people make difference to the government and then government to help Ukraine. So we use all our email databases, all our audience to tell story about Ukraine, that Russia invades and kills people here. At the first day of the war, we decided to pay full salary to any employee who will serve in the army. Today, five of our employees serve in Ukrainian army. And these usual guys, that's not military guys, it's like developers, senior sales managers, they have a little or no experience. Why is this not something who have special education, but they decided to go to army and to save our country. In the first day, we, last but least, think that in the first day we create a sustainability fund for our employees. Any employees can ask money for any reason if he or she need, for example, buy a wheelchair for family or pay for a new house or pay for drive to a safe spot. That was our first day of the war.
We'll be back right after this break.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I want to tell you about my podcast called Can I Offer You Some Feedback? I'm a business consultant and executive coach with over 20 years experience in change management, leadership development, and naturally providing feedback to high performers. My podcast is for those of you who have a complicated relationship with feedback, whether giving, receiving, avoiding, or seeking. Feedback is essential for our development. In each episode, you'll hear from real people across industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. I'll also be sharing business bites with you, simple explanations of organizational tools, management techniques, and leadership philosophies that will help you and your businesses thrive. You can listen to Can I Offer You Some Feedback on your favorite podcast app or learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. Years from now, I think there'll be business schools in different areas of the world that will use what Jubal did in the first days of the war as a lesson in how you take care of your people. And there definitely have been other businesses similar to that. We talked with Mike Woodrow of Aspen Tech Labs, and they also had a significant number of employees in Ukraine, and they also did an admirable job of taking care of their people. And something that I just want to emphasize before we go to the next question, Roman, is that you mentioned that Jubal being one of the highest traffic sites in the world, not just job boards, but just websites, period.
Yeah.
That you recognized that you had the ability to communicate to ordinary people all around the world what was happening so that they could then put pressure onto their governments to support Ukraine. And that is vital.
Correct.
So for listeners, whether you have a direct role to play, whether you've donated money, whether you have friends or family in Ukraine, whatever, if you contact your politicians, local, state, provincial, national, and let them know how important it is to you that they fully support Ukraine's efforts, it makes a massive difference. I'm fortunate enough to know a number of politicians in the U.S., Congress people, U.S. senators, and it is amazing how much of an impact ordinary people can have on their decisions. They listen to them more, actually, much more than lobbyists. You know, when an ordinary person comes up to them on the street and is passionate about an issue, it really stands out to them. So I'll stop yammering so that we can get to the final question before the end of the interview. I wish we had 4 hours, but we don't. So let's look forward, Roman. You know, as we're recording this episode, Ukraine has continued to make just really amazing advancements. The consensus among world experts, everything I've seen, is it's a matter of when and not if Ukraine will win this war. We all hope it's going to be over soon, like, you know, weeks, maybe a couple of months. But regardless of when that happens, there's going to come this time after the war. And what do you see in Jubal's future in the, say, 2 or 3 years after the war ends?
For sure, first year, we will celebrate our victory every day. It's 100%. Frankly, if you speak about future, after 2 months of war, I say to my team next words, guys, I want Ukraine to win this war tomorrow, but we don't know how long it can be. Imagine that the war will not end in our lifetime. Should we do what we are doing? If answer yes, please build our strategy and plans without reference to ending war. And so today we have no in our strategy and plans reference that we will do that when war ends. No, we run what we are doing with no reference to the war. War is the most terrible thing that I saw in my life. We have no other option except to win this war, because it is war like light against dark, future against past, the kind against evil, and light always wins dark.
I couldn't agree more with you, and thank you for saying it so well. Well, Roman, I am hopeful that you and I will again be in the same room at the same time. AIM Group has their next RecBuzz conference scheduled for April in Berlin. That's not all that far from where you're at. I'm hopeful that in the near future that I'll be able to celebrate with you in Kyiv and toast the success, not just of your team, that's important, but much more so your countrymen.
Yeah, I dream about that. I dream about it.
So, you know, as a closing note, for listeners who want to help Ukrainian citizens with humanitarian assistance, I set up a GoFundMe with my new friend Andrew Stetsensko from relocate.me in the spring. And we've raised tens of thousands of dollars. What happens is that mostly people in the West, but not totally, donate money to the GoFundMe. I send 100% of that by PayPal to Andrew. And then Andrew uses 100% of that to purchase sleeping bags, water, food, thermal underwear, medical supplies, basically things that a lot of civilians in Ukraine need simply to get through the day and with the winter that's upon us. So if anybody is looking for a way to where they can help Ukraine directly, shoot me an email. I'll send you a link to the GoFundMe, and together we'll make a bit of a difference. My email is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, at collegerecruiter.com. And Roman, for listeners who want to learn more about you, about Jubal, how would you like them to do that?
You know, Steven, that you said before, it's very important for us. And you said that ordinary people win this life. We really thank you for asking money that really helped to us, to Ukraine, to ordinary people. But that you mentioned is important that you can push your governments, because it's important.
Yes.
Governments help us, Ukraine. So I want to say thank you to you and to all our listener. If you want to know more about Jubal or me, please just Google and you find it. Just Google.
Just Google it and do not expect the logo to look similar.
Yeah.
Well, Roman, thank you so much for sharing some of your story and that of Jubal, and to helping the listeners better understand the sacrifices that Ukrainians have been forced to make, and what they and what many of them are choosing, like some of your coworkers that chose to enlist. Admirable. You're a great people. Slava Ukraine.
Героям слава. Thank you, Steven. Thank you.
Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces is a co-production of Evergreen Podcasts, College Recruiter, and The AIM Group.
Please subscribe for free on your favorite app. Review it. 5 stars are always nice. And recommend it to a couple of people you know who want to learn more about job boards and recruitment marketplaces.
Special thanks to our producer and engineer, Ian Douglas. I'm your host, Peter Zollman of The AIM Group, the leading global consultancy in the field of marketplaces and classified advertising. Find out more about our reports on recruitment marketplaces, job boards, and classifieds, including our new Recruitment Marketplaces Annual, at aimgroup.com/reports.
I'm your host, Stephen Rothberg, of job search site College Recruiter. Each year, we help more than 12 million candidates find great new jobs. Our customers are primarily Fortune 1000 companies, government agencies, and other employers who hire at scale and advertise their jobs with us. You can reach me at steven@collegerecruiter.com.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.